For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. A week ago today, the Mexican Congress passed a sweeping new drug law that would crack down on small-time dealers, but legalize the possession of small quantities of drugs and mandate treatment for addicts. Under the bill, it would be legal to have 25 milligrams of heroin, a fifth of an ounce of marijuana, or half a gram of cocaine. The bill also makes it legal to possess small amounts of LSD, hallucinogenic mushrooms, amphetamines, and peyote. President Vicente Fox had proposed the law in January 2004 in the hopes of slowing down the rapid growth in drug addiction and the ranks of small-time dealers that has hit Mexican cities and towns in recent years, just as it has in long-plagued American cities. A United States embassy official in Mexico deplored the new measure. Quote, "We have not seen the text, so we cannot comment on it in detail. But any law that would decriminalize dangerous drugs would not be helpful." End quote.
Terry Nelson, a spokesperson for LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I'm constantly amazed at what transpires on a daily basis in this country. I want to talk about an issue that happened in a small town just south of Fort Worth, Texas. On April 1st, a young man was booked into the Hood County Jail on marijuana possession charges. And on his first night in the jail, he was badly beaten by other inmates. This young man had an existing medical condition, Crohn's disease, and the beating caused him even more severe damage. The charges were dropped the following day, and he was released, of course, but he's still in hospital recovering from the beating. Now, one must wonder why this young man was incarcerated in the first place if he was a nonviolent person. He presented no direct danger to society, yet he was placed in a dangerous situation created by an irresponsible governing body. The charges were dropped, but he still became a victim. Innocent though he was, he became a victim of the war on drugs. It is time for our elected officials to stand up and help fix a problem that is just getting worse each year. The government's overfunded war on drugs can never be won. The focus has been lost, and the playing field is not even. It's time for a national debate. It's time to discuss how to proceed with dealing with the problems of drug use and abuse in this country. Elected representatives should be contacted and instructed to take the lead as it is obviously the right course to take. I don't claim, and LEAP does not claim, to have the answer or a silver bullet that will fix this overnight. But I do know that what we've been doing for the past 30 years is not working. The system is broken. Let's fix it. This is Terry Nelson signing off for LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That's www.leap.cc.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.